Welcome to day three of the Ultimate Daily Productivity Challenge for Passionate Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Amy Yamada, business mentor for coaches and entrepreneurs, and I'm super excited to have you here on day three of our challenge. So I have a question for you. Do you ever feel like you have a never-ending to-do list where you're busy all day long, every day, but you feel like you barely get anything done? So to this day, I have a Word document in my Dropbox that has a longer list of things that I'd like to accomplish over the course of 2 to 3 months, but it does not serve me on a daily basis when it comes to being really focused and productive. So instead, I determine the number one thing that I would like to accomplish in a day, and I make that my number one priority for the day. So imagine completing 5 high-priority tasks every single week. I mean, where would you be a year from now if you did that? Or even a month from today? And just know that it's not that you won't have a full schedule the rest of each day when you accomplish that number one task if you are clear with your core values. Now, if you're someone who has a lot of free time, then of course you can bump it up to having your top 3 tasks to accomplish in a day. So for today's challenge, I want you to write down the number one thing you'd like to get done today and just do it. And then tonight, when you're taking 10 to 15 minutes to go over tomorrow's plan, write down the number one thing you'd like to accomplish tomorrow, and so on and so forth. That way, you're always just super focused on getting your top priority done. So for those of you who would like to take it a step further, you can create a morning ritual that you stick with every single morning. So I'm always looking at the common threads of successful entrepreneurs, and one of the common threads they do is that they go to bed early, they wake up early, and have a morning ritual or routine that is a non-negotiable. So think of it this way. You know, sometimes I think people hear that and they're like, oh, but I'm such a night owl and I don't really like that. But you can always try it for a day or maybe 5 days and see how you feel and see if your focus and productivity improves. So imagine if by 9 a.m., you had already written in a journal, you'd already exercised, you had nourished your body with a healthy breakfast, you drank plenty of water so you're hydrating your body, you spent time with your family or your spouse or your partner or your pets, or maybe just had some nice me time in the morning, some quiet time just for you, and you also accomplished your number one business task for the day. All of that by 9 a.m. Imagine how you would feel. And no matter what happened the rest of the day, like if your day went totally sideways or something happened, you would still feel as though you accomplished the most important priorities of the day. So, again, just write down that number one thing that you're going to accomplish today and just do it. And I also created a PDF that you can download from today's webpage from the challenge so that it can really keep you on point. You can even print off this worksheet every single week so that every single day you have that number one thing accomplished, as well as the PDF for the morning ritual. So I would love for you to post in our Dream Life Entrepreneurs group page, on the Facebook group page, your biggest takeaway from today. Or you could even post what your number one priority is that you want to do and then allow our community to help keep you accountable to that goal, okay? So once again, as a friendly reminder, make sure you carve out those 10 to 15 minutes tonight to plan out tomorrow's schedule or at least look over your schedule for tomorrow and really make sure it's in line with what you want to accomplish. The more you make this part of this challenge a habit, the happier and more productive you will be on a daily basis. You can totally do it. So on that note, I'm going to let you go, and I look forward to seeing you on the Facebook group page and also having you here for day 4 of our challenge. All right, take care.